The court has been wrestling with this new rule for several months, but a three-hour conference yesterday still revealed strong disagreement about the wisdom of encouraging judges to allow people to move cases from circuit court to tribal court. Justice Patience Rogensack says she has serious concerns about the cultural differences between the two approaches to justice.
What about the rights of cross-examination? I mean, some of the tribal proceedings are more consensual and discussive in nature. There isn't a right to confrontation and cross-examination. See, my problem is I am very uncomfortable with this.
On the other hand, Justice Lewis Butler says a lot of work has gone into the proposal, and it has the support of both tribal and circuit court judges in the northern part of the state.
It's obvious that the circuit judges that are doing this up north have confidence in the ability of the tribes to handle the case, and it's obvious that the tribes have the confidence in the state courts to run this. And to the extent that they have put their heads together and come up with a proposal to effectuate a smooth transition of cases, I think this court should do everything it can to effectuate the intent of the proposal.
Yesterday, the court agreed to draft two new versions of the proposed rule and decide which one to approve at a conference scheduled for later this summer. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.